everybody. It's Jim Beekhuy. The podcast is Be You, and the World Will Adjust. Well, the good news is we are finally on Audible. Yay! Let the crowd scream out and everything else. For all of you people that have been waiting to hear my wisdom through my words, and as a reminder, I have narrated the book myself, so if you're one of those people that enjoys listening to my voice, you'll be very, very pleased. And if you're not, I suggest you pick up the book and read it directly, and you can listen to your own voice inside your own head. I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to it. It's actually kind of interesting because there's a whole crowd of people out there that for some reason didn't realize that I had the book True Fit. And so I'm getting all these congratulatory notes on, you know, congratulations on your new book and so on and so on. So it just goes back to showing you that you never know what you don't know, and you just have to keep pushing and keep doing things. And as I've said before, at every sort of step that I've taken, I've never let the answer be, well, I don't think that'll work, or I'm not sure that happens, or, oh, everybody already knows that, or the reality is, until you actually know, you don't know. I don't care what that's about, whether it's about relationships, whether it's about work, whether it's about opportunities, chase it down till the end, till you actually know, and don't take somebody else's word for it. I'm sort of reminded of one time I took some of my wife and some of our kids to Stonehenge, and everybody said to me, oh, wow, it's a long ride, you know. They're just rocks. And I was sort of, yeah. And then I was like, bum that. Why would I listen to them? Their experience is not the same experience as mine. How do I know that I won't love it? Anyways, we ended up going. We absolutely loved it. It was a blast. The kids loved it. But, you know, we have that reliance upon if someone else says, oh, I went there, it sucked. Or, you know, I went to that restaurant, it was terrible. I have a tendency to think, you know, let's give it a try. You know, I want to feel it myself, right? I want to experience it myself. And it's the same thing about people, right? Somebody says something about someone and I say, well, I've never had that experience with them. So until I do, I'm not going to sort of pass judgment on it. So we're moving on. We're turning on to a new stage in politics in the United States. Mr. Biden is the new president. Kamala Harris is the vice president. And I was reflecting on this sort of change of control, change of responsibility, change of philosophy. And I thought, changes in roles and responsibilities to people in organizations. How when your boss leaves you, either they go somewhere else, or they get promoted, or you get promoted, or something happens, there's a disruption in the universe. All of a sudden, we can no longer accept the process and the way that life was before. And we have different people to interact with. We have different responsibilities. People see us differently. We see people differently. And I think the mistake a lot of people make is they just kind of roll into it thinking nothing's really changed. Oh, I'm the same person. The one I love the best is the people that consider themselves on the outside. And they always say, I wish those people would do this. Those people should think about this. And then they move into the, now they are those people. And everybody else sees them that way, but they just haven't made the shift themselves to realize that they're no longer on the outside panning on the glass. They're actually on the inside. And people are looking for them to provide leadership and sources of inspiration and everything else. So if you've gone through an organizational change recently, take some time to think about the differences in the people that you're now reporting to or working with. And how you're going to interact with them, right? Is it, are they more seamless than the people before? Do they seem to fit you better? Do they kind of get you? Do they really know you? Do you have to kind of really maybe introduce yourself again, create a new introduction the same way as you would in a new job, integrate yourself into a new team, or integrate yourself into a new boss? I think that's probably the most important one, is that people need to understand that the fit works both ways. They need to find out if they fit with their boss and if the boss fits with them. And if they don't, then you're sort of left with that decision, okay, I can work around that, or I'm willing to work around that, or this is unsustainable and I'm going to have to do something about it. But it's a good moment in time. You know, I was just reading one of my clients, they sent me this organizational change, and there were about 15 people that were moving positions. And I coach a bunch of those people. And to the people that are leading groups of people, I said to them, okay, so like, what's your message? What's your message that when the person, the new people that report to you can go home and they say, I understand what you're getting that job means for me. And I can articulate it to myself. I can articulate it to my husband, my wife, my children, my friends. If someone says, oh, I see Mary's getting the new job. You now report to Mary. How's that going to change your life? And I said to Mary, I said, you have to articulate that for them. You have to let them understand what your demands and your expectations are. And then it's up to them to decide whether they can live up to them or they can't live up to them. All you can do in leadership is to continually raise the bar. Let people understand how to remain above that bar, because everybody's bar is different. Some people have very low expectations of people, and some people, you know, want to accomplish a lot, and they keep pushing that bar up. And I remember when I was running CIBC or BMO in the capital markets businesses, I used to say every year, you know, we're going to move the bar a little higher, a little higher, a little higher. We're going to give you all the tools to stay above the bar, but what we can't give you is motivation. You have to have the motivation to stay above the bar. But the treadmill is going to get a little faster. It's going to get a little higher. And you're going to have to come to that realization that you just can't run that fast, or you don't want to run that fast. In good organizations, those people come to that recognition and the organization recognizes it as well. And you're okay in the job that you have. In bad organizations, what happens is it's the old principle of overpromotion. People get promoted into positions that they're never going to be successful at. And then when they fail at it, people go, oh, I guess they weren't as good as we thought they were. No, they were as good as you thought they were, but not at that next level. A lot of times people take promotions because promotions are the only way you can get paid more money, even if you suck at it, which is a whole other story. So this week, a couple of great sort of icons passed away. Hank Aaron, obviously, beloved by many, baseball player who broke Babe Ruth's record and was a real barrier breaker in so many ways, a gentleman, unfortunately took untold pain from people who hated the fact that he was breaking Babe Ruth's record, but he remained a gentleman and quite the individual throughout his life. And it's with sadness his passing. You know, as we get older, we lose a lot of our icons. And, you know, I wonder who the next icons, whether they'll be the same kind of character of people. And then the other person that passed away was Larry King. I used to be a big fan of Larry King's, watched him on CNN for a lot of the younger generation. You may or may not remember him. But I was struck this morning particularly because they had all these eulogies of people on that had been on his show. And there was a singular theme throughout all of the commentaries that people made. They all said, we're never afraid to go on to Larry's show because he wasn't about the gotcha. He wasn't trying to get us. And Larry was about finding out who people were and how they felt. And one of the questions he asked President Reagan is, how did it feel to get shot? He had Ross Perot and Al Gore on. He had Frank Sinatra on. So here's this guy, and he's rubbed shoulders with all of the famous people in the world, entertainers, everything else. And he has three sons. And I listened to something that his three sons put out today. It had nothing to do with the people that he interviewed. It had nothing to do with what a great success he was professionally. They talked about his love and adoration for them and how he spent his lifetime making their life better. And I've said to a bunch of my kids, I've been to funerals where people have talked about someone as a human being and as a parent and as a husband. And then I've been to funerals where people never mention that side. Now the Order of Canada, Medal of Freedom, you know, all of these other trappings. But I thought it was really interesting today. And I was very touched by the fact that his children really were able to focus on him as a father and as someone who had a huge impact on their lives. And at the end of the day, I hope that that'll be the same for me and a lot of my friends. One of the other subjects I wanted to talk about is money. And people's obsession with talking about their money, and some people about how much they're worth, how much they've made in the stock market, how much they sold their home for. Let me just say to you, if you're one of those people that loves to talk about money, nobody cares unless it impacts their own personal bank account. So if it makes you feel better, that's great. But, you know, I say to people all the time, it doesn't have any impact on me. And I'm very happy for you. Trust me. I'm not jealous or anything else. I'm very, very happy for you. But it really doesn't change my life. It doesn't change how I see you. If anything, I find it quite irritating that you can spend most of your time. I would rather hear about your kids. I would rather hear about your siblings. I would rather hear about your wife or your husband or your next wife or your next husband. I would rather hear about you. And it's funny because they are obsessed with money, but it's about the acquisition of money, right? And not about the enjoyment of money. I once had someone say to me, he makes way more money than I do by multiples of 10 times. And he said, but I don't get the same enjoyment out of it that you do. He said to me, I don't get the same pleasure in life that you do. And I said, well, why do you think that is? And he said, because I'm obsessed with counting it. I'm obsessed with knowing every week how much it is. And I can't stop to enjoy. And he's got children, lovely wife, and everything else. And I truly felt sad for him. But we've come to define people, and hopefully through this period of time, that'll become less and less. Obviously, the trappings, obviously money can help make your life better. I'm not suggesting anything else, but I'm suggesting that if you have it, shut up about it. Everybody knows you have it. You don't need to tell everybody about it. You don't need to tell them about every penny that you've made, you know, and so on and so on and so on. Let people enjoy you. Let people like you. Let people get to know you. And then the other thing is, take some time and get to know the other people that you're with, whether it's on a golf course. I say all the time, when I play golf with people I don't know, I spend a fair bit of time asking questions. So, you know, where were you born? Where were you raised? I have an inquisitive nature. And I'm always amazed at how, I would say more often than not, people never ask a question. They don't even know, some people don't even want to know what you do. You know, they just sort of blindly go along. And I wonder whether they're not shy, because I don't play with shy people. They must just be uninterested. You know, it's remarkable to me then when I run into them later on, I said, oh, how's your son or your daughter? And they, wow, you've got a good memory. And I said, no, it's not that I have a good memory. I just remember what the answers to the questions that I asked you. So this week, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, am I sounding like a bullhorn talking about myself all the time and my money or, you know, my accomplishments and all of those things? Am I, as was commonly referred to about a friend of mine years ago, am I sucking the oxygen out of every room that I walk into, or am I leaving enough oxygen for other people to sort of emerge? And whether that's personally or professionally, you can think about it in the same sort of way, right? That, you know, share the airspace with people and take some time and be inquisitive and ask about people's lives, because nobody's going on holidays, so there's not a lot of holiday chatter to talk about. People are getting long in the tooth and they need sort of some sustenance. And I believe learning about people is such a fascinating experience. And especially now, I mean, the sort of, you know, 6 degrees of separation, I keep finding it's more like one or two. I meet people that I've never met in my life. And then all of a sudden, you know, I've got 10 connections into them, and I'll be telling a story and they'll go, oh my God, you know that person? And so, you know, like, let's revel in friendship and storytelling and getting back to that period of time when people were actually nice to each other and people didn't really need to know or advertise how much money they have and so on and so on. Because there's really nothing in it to do that. If you have a lot of money, trust me, people know it. And you don't have to tell them. So the goal for this week is ask questions, listen and learn about people, think about your new boss, your new coworkers, and what does that mean for you? Thanks, everyone. Stay safe and stay well. I'm Jim Bakiai. The podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust.